W52DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. FEMA disaster officials and the EPA are in the small Ohio town rocked by a train wreck 2 weeks ago and now by fears. ABC's Monica Sarabdi.
Residents increasingly anxious 2 weeks after that fiery train derailment and toxic chemical spill. While the Environmental Protection Agency maintains that the air and water are safe.
I've had massive headaches since it started.
Locals say they're feeling the effects of the toxic chemicals, which include known carcinogen vinyl chloride, a colorless gas used to make some plastics and also produce in tobacco smoke.
The U.S. officially accuses Russia of war crimes in Ukraine.
These are crimes against humanity.
Vice President Harris at a Munich security conference in Germany, citing evidence of torture, rape, deportation, execution-style killings, beatings, and more. Opting for home hospice care rather than more trips to the hospital, former President Jimmy Carter, according to his family. Mr. Carter is 98. This is ABC News. Just a couple of days after a U.S. Special Forces helicopter raid killed a top leader of ISIS in Syria, U.S. and Syrian forces today captured an ISIS official in another chopper raid in eastern Syria, says U.S. Central Command. It says the prisoner was plotting attacks and making bombs. There were no civilian or allied deaths in the raid, says CENTCOM. Police are revealing the timeline from the deadly shooting rampage Friday in a small Mississippi town. Six dead. ABC's Faith Abube.
Officials say Crum drove from the convenience store to his ex-wife's house, fatally shooting her, before continuing to a residence next to his own home and killing four other people, including a man authorities believe was his stepfather. Crum is now in custody. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves tweeting, quote, "We believe he acted alone. His motive is not yet known."
Last year's nationwide shortage of baby formula is now also being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Federal Trade Commission. Formula makers Abbott Labs says it's cooperating. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back. Oh, the darkness is pleasant.
Thank you.
trees.
Essential Last Crack on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is Mini Toboggan. That's from Burning Funkhouse Live, correct?
Burning Funkhouse Live. That was recorded in 2002 on my birthday. You know, that
on your
song
birthday, yeah.
Is one of my favorite songs. And one of my favorite parts of that is when he says Skeletrees. It's like such a unique word. I think he made that one up. I don't know. Skeletrees. Right?
I don't think it's in the Webster's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be. I don't
great
know.
Song.
We heard Three Ghosts before that from their latest release, which is now a couple years old, 3 or 4 years old.
And not to mention that those songs were written 2004.
So they're not, I mean, they're brand new to the people when it came out, but.
That's right, but yeah. They were written in 2004. They would play them every now and then in the various concerts that they were doing until that album came out. They were.
Yeah. We did a top 41, the top 41 of 2019, and Icicle was the number two song in the countdown. They got beat out by Katie Scullin, Porch Hangs, which Paul Schluter produced.
Oh, that's right. He got the number one and two there. Yeah, Icicle, that was the single from that album.
It was. Really cool song. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting all across the state of Wisconsin. We're in Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Stevens Point, Waukesha, Amory.
Richland Center.
And Richland Center. And here in Madison at the flagship here on Mad Radio 92.7. Welcome, everybody. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. You got to check them out, these guys out. They're great. They have great food, a great bar beer. They make their own beer right there, Rocker.
They have great beer, Jimmy.
They really do. Plus, they have some live music. Go to fullmilebeercompany.com to get all the details. And by thespaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds, live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands. Go to thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv. For all your needs. Rocker, you got anything to say, or should we just play some music?
Let's play some music, Jimmy.
I've got some very important music to play right now. A little bit metal for you here on Max Inc. Heavy. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. They have new album out. The CD release party is happening at the High Noon Saloon on Thursday, March 23rd. Great lineup. You can get more information on their Facebook page. Here is a brand new song, the title track. Brand new, Faith Hills Have Eyes. This is the Rith Element on Max Inc. Heavy.
Oh!
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Virginia ran away, voices in her head, searching for an answer as she comes undone. The writings and her words turn daylight into dusk, searching for
Heavy with Bad Year. That's brand new off their latest album. Oh, Virginia, I'm so sorry. It's a fan favorite for the Bad Year fans. Before that, we heard Birth of Tragedy, Defense of a Lost Cause. Rocker, you got some information about Birth of Tragedy.
Birth of Tragedy, Jimmy, they're excited to announce that on March 3rd, they're going to be releasing their debut record, which is, you know, I think from 20-plus years ago. It was called Samsara, and they're going to release it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, and remaster that album. It was recorded in 1999 at Coney Island Studios with Wendy Schneider, all analog, so they're going to re-release that, you know, all these years later. Pretty cool to see local bands doing that,
you know,
after 20 years, especially heavy ones, Jimmy.
Indeed. Wendy Schneider. I actually just saw Wendy Schneider about a week ago. She had some TED posters that she wanted to give away to the people. You know, TED Offensive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The black one with the silhouette with the broken guitar.
TED Offensive, the famous metal DJ from WRT Metal and Punk for many years.
And he was a major. He was in the punk scene big time out in California. He was in some bands and stuff like that.
We missed Ted.
And, you know, dude, remember the time we went to WORT Studios? Ted was interviewing us about Max Inc. Radio on WORT.
That's right.
And Rocker Vodka had just come out.
Wow.
And we went in there like you normally do with the bottle of vodka and the shot glasses. And Ted was like, yeah, let's party.
That must have been 2011.
Somewhere in there, yeah. Oh.
Wow.
Have a PBR tonight for Ted.
And, offensive. Of course, Wendy Schneider, she is the She's one awesome. Behind the Smart Studios documentary and many more.
So awesome. All right. Coming up, we got music from the Takeaways. We're going to do some I Am Dragon. We got some new Sky Urchin. We're going to play some more Cherry Pit Studio music from Blame It on Kane. Got the new one from the Skin Tones, and we'll try to squeeze in some Bronze Scorpion. That's all coming up. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. FEMA disaster officials and the EPA are in the small Ohio town rocked by a train wreck 2 weeks ago and now by fears. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi.
Residents increasingly anxious 2 weeks after that fiery train derailment and toxic chemical spill. While the Environmental Protection Agency maintains that the air and water are safe.
I've had massive headaches since it started.
Locals say they're feeling the effects of the toxic chemicals, which include known carcinogen vinyl chloride, a colorless gas used to make some plastics and also produce in tobacco smoke.
The U.S. officially accuses Russia of war crimes in Ukraine.
These are crimes against humanity.
Vice President Harris at a Munich security conference in Germany, citing evidence of torture, rape, deportation, execution-style killings, beatings, and more. Opting for home hospice care rather than more trips to the hospital, former President Jimmy Carter, according to his family. Mr. Carter is 98. This is ABC News.
Miss our conversations on air? Join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Major Bros on Max Inc. Heavy. That was I Am Dragon. I saw a Facebook memory with I Am Dragon at the Frequency not too long ago. Brought back very fond memories. Blabin' on Kane in front of that. Tuna and the Takeaways started that set off with End Up Here. Blabin' on Kane. That was a Cherry Pit studio band. They recorded there. Their new album's really good.
Yeah, it is. We just had them in the studio.
We just had them in the studio. And
it's amazing how many of our bands that we had in our staple were recorded at Cherry Pit.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Hey, I want to give a quick shout out to Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Stop into their Atwood Avenue office on Madison's East Side or find them online at Weikert Realty, Weikert-Lakepoint.com. That's Weichert-Lakepoint.com. They're good friends of yours, Rocker. They got an event coming up, too, don't they?
They do, Jimmy. We're having an art gallery. I happen to be a realtor at Weikert Realtors Lake Point, and that's going to be on February 23rd, a Thursday, from 6 to 8 p.m., and you know what is kind of crazy? I'm going to feature a ton of Maximum Ink artwork. We're going to have a bunch of the covers and the magazines out. We're going to let people read it.
I love it when you do this.
And then we're going to have also some artwork from Catherine Capillero from VO5. She's going to have some of her great artwork up there and about five other artists as well on display at the gallery on Atwood Avenue for Weikert Realty.
That's awesome. And thanks to Weikert for helping us help the Madison music scene
yeah.
to promote it, play their music.
New sponsors. And we'll actually we'll be talking to Rob Greether. He's the owner of Weikert Realty, and he'll be in the studio Saturday.
All right. Looking forward to that. Next Saturday, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Rocker, we got to take care of some sad business here. Rockstar death notices.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
Jimmy.
Dude.
Yeah, a friend of ours, Remo Redding, he was from the band, a guitar player out of Milwaukee, Waukesha area. He was with the band Dad the Plow, most recently, I believe, and then Victims of Voodoo and plenty of other bands. Mm-hmm. And we're working on getting some of his music, and we'll play some next week for us.
Man, I did not know him, so I'm unfamiliar. But thanks for letting us know about that. It's always sad news.
Well, you know what? You missed them, Jimmy, because they used to play a lot with Subatomic from around Madison. And so they used to share a lot of shows often between Madison and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. Dad the Plow, Subatomic, and some of those bands.
Nice. An old Madison band that has a big show coming up is the Skin Tones.
Oh, yeah.
They were just in the studio not too long ago as well. With the we tracked through the entire album. This song. I had a great conversation with Pete and Tony. The name of the new album is called Coming to Collect. They're going to be at the High Noon Saloon saying goodbye to the Pimps. Skin Tones' new CD, The Pimps Are Hanging It Up. Also, Wristwatch is playing. We should get the Pimps on Max Inc. Radio, dude.
That would be fun, Jimmy.
It sure would. Here are the Skin Tones, their new one, Played in America. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.